So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught, Kana Shleshi Lonis, Kana Karka. If a person bought three trees in someone else's field, the trees combined to form a state Elon, an orchard, and he therefore acquires the land under and around the trees. The Gemara cites a machlekes regarding Kama Yehei Beinehen. What is the minimum and maximum spacing between the trees in order for it to be considered a state Elon? As Rashbam explains, if the trees are too close to each other, they're destined to be uprooted and therefore not considered a state Elon. And if the trees are too far from each other, they do not combine to form a state Elon. Rav Yosef says, the trees must be spaced apart from a minimum of 4 amma up to a maximum of 8 amma. If they're spaced apart less than 4 amma or more than 8 amma, they're not considered a state Elon and it does not acquire the land. Nachman says, Mishmeine v'ad sheish esrei, the trees must be spaced apart from 8 amma up to 16 amma. As the Gemara explains, the machlekes is based on the machlekes Chacham Reb Shimon in the Mishnah in Masechtas Klayim. And that regarding Mefuzarin, the maximum space for trees to be considered combined, Rav Nachman holds Shesh Esri Amma. Like the Chacham Husei HaNeteas Karmoy, Shesh Esri Amma al Shesh Esri Amma Mutu Lehibi Zera Lasham. If a person planted a vineyard and left a space of 16 Amma between each row, he may plant other grain in this area because, as Rashbam explains, to Lehav a Karam. If there is a space of 16 Amma, the rows do not combine to form a Karam. This implies, however, Avapachis Mitezayin Amma have a Karam, but also Lehibi Zera Lasham. If the space is less than 16 amma, even though it was more than 8 amma, the rows do combine to form a kerem, and one is therefore forbidden to plant grain in this area. And accordingly, Rav Nachman said regarding Shleshi Lonis Ad Shesh Esrei, up to 16 amma, the trees combine to form a Steilon. While Rav Yosef holds Shmeina amma, like Rav Shimon who says, Aniteas Karmi Shmeina Amma Sal Shmeina, Muti Lehevi Zera Lasham. If he left a space of even 8 amma between each row, he may plant other grain in this area because to Lehava kerem. If there is a space of 8 amma, the rows do not combine to form a kerem. This implies, however, Avapachis miches amma have a kerem v'asa lehebi zera l'sham. If the space is less than 8 amma, the rows do combine to form a kerem, and one is therefore forbidden to plant grain in this area. And accordingly, Rav Yosef said regarding Shleshi Lonis ad Shmeina, only up to 8 amma do the trees combine, but more than 8 amma, the trees do not combine. And regarding Ritzufin, the minimum space for trees to combine, Rav Yosef holds Me'arba Amas, like Rav Shimon in another Mishnah who says, Kerem HaNetu Alpoches Medalat Amas in the Kerem. If a person planted a vineyard and left less than 4 Amma between each row, the rows do not combine to form a Kerem, and he may plant other grain in this area. While Rav Nachman holds, according to the Chachamim, Mishmaina Amma because Svaruhu Medil Rav Shimon Palgal Rabbananame Palga. Just as Rav Shimon holds Ritzufin is half the space of Mefuzarin, so to the Chacham hold Ritzufin is Shmaina Amma half the space of Shisha Asa Mefuzarin. Rava, however, concludes that even according to the Chachamim, Me'arba Amas Vachesh Esrei, the minimum space for trees to be considered combined is 4 Amma, and we do not say Medil Rav Shimon Palga Rabbananame Palga. The Gemara proceeds with several questions regarding the halacha of Me'arba Amas Vachesh Esrei. Keshu Maidid, Mimokum Katzahu Maidid, Ay Mimokum Rachavu Maidid. Is the distance between the trees measured from the upper, narrow portion of the trunk, or from the lower, wider portion of the trunk? And the Gemara concludes, Min Abenini, the distance is measured from the middle of the trunk. Machale Shleisha Badi Ilon Mahu. If a person bought three saplings in which above the ground they were spread apart for Amma, while under the ground they were all connected to one tree, are these considered three trees and he does acquire karka? Or they're only one tree and he does not acquire karka? And the Gemara concludes, Mitztarfin, they are considered three trees and therefore yeshle karka. Machaloi shnayim b'tech sedehu ve'echad ala meitzer mahu. Shnayim b'tech shaloi ve'echad b'tech shechaveh remai. What is the halacha of a person bought two trees in one field and the third tree was either on the field's border or in the neighbor's field? Do these trees combine to form a state Elon for which he acquires the land or not? Teikui, this question remains unresolved. Bar mahu shetafsik amas amayim mahu shetafsik rishus rabim mahu richved dikla mahu. Do the three trees combine if there was another entity between them, such as a bar, a pit, amas amayim, a water hole, rishus rabim, a public area, richved dikli, a closely planted row of palm trees? Teikui, these questions too remain unresolved. The Gemara proceeds with the machlekes regarding ketzed hin oimdim. In what position do the three trees combine to form a state Elon? Rav amar kashura, they must be lined up in the straight row with a separation of at least 4 amma. B'shmul amar kichatsuva, they must be positioned like a three-legged stool with a separation of at least 4 amma. As the Gemara explains, Rav holds kashura koshekin kichatsuva. In the straight line, the Bala Ilan acquires the land, even though the Bala Sada can still plow this area, and certainly Kechatsuva, the Bala Ilan acquires the land because the Bala Sada cannot plow this area. While Shmuel holds Kechatsuva avakashur loy, only Kechatsuva does the Bala Ilan acquire the land, but Kashura he does not acquire the land because Mishum the Mizdara bin Tayu. Since the Bala Sada can plow the area between the trees, it was not included in the sale. Zak the Mishnah.
If a person sold someone the head of a large animal, the legs were not sold, and vice versa.
If he sold the legs, the head was not sold.
If he sold the lungs of a large animal, the liver was not sold, and if he sold the liver, the lungs were not sold. Of course, as the Rabbeinu Gershom explains,
in a large animal, each limb alone has significance and was not sold together with another limb.
The Mishnah continues, however,
if he sold the head of a small animal, the legs are also sold because the legs of a small animal have no significance and they were sold together with the head.
However, vice versa,
if he sold the legs, the head is not sold because Reish Chashab Ifnei Atzmai, the head of even a small animal, does have significance and is not sold together with the legs.
Similarly, if he sold the lungs of a small animal, the liver was also sold because the liver of a small animal has no significance.
However, vice versa, if he sold the liver, the lungs were not sold because Kana Chashab Ifnei Atzmai, the lung of even a small animal, does have significance.
The continuation of the Mishnah will be reviewed in the next daf.